Monday, November 24th, 2000, and you're listening to the Apple Juice Show, episode 25. If you're interested in sponsoring the Apple Juice Show, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to episode 25 of the Apple Juice Show. I am George Drage, the host and producer of the Apple Juice Show. Find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the iPhone 2.2 firmware, Black Friday, Apple releases Safari 3.2, and we got some reviews later going on during the show. So we're here to talk about today about the iPhone 2.2 firmware will become available November 21st based on some reliable sources. And so we've got here a list of what's going to be on the new update. We've got the new look in Safari with the Google search bar occupying the space where the title bar is. We got the toggle on and off to disable the auto correction. We got 461 Japanese emoji icons. We got support for new languages. We got line and audio activated through the headphone jack. We got Google Street View, transit information, routes, public transport, walking directions, location sharing. The App Store, the categories now show the icons of the application instead of the lists in each page of the applications. And there's a tell a friend and report a problem button added. The added the possibility of scoring the application when the user chooses to delete from the device. And there's an added the possibility to direct download podcasts from the iTunes Wi-Fi Music Store. They have been distributed to developers for early testing. So, I mean, that's how we've got most of our leads from the developers, the iPhone developers. Next on our list, we got Apple's likely to offer Black Friday sales. How great would that be? I mean, think about it. Going into the Apple Store and seeing a MacBook, not $1,000, but $800 or $900. So, I mean, during the years, they have offered a $100 price reduction on a few Mac models. And regularly, they participated, which Black Friday is actually the day after Thanksgiving. It's called Black Friday. And it's Apple's been doing this for the past 5 years. And this year's Black Friday is going to fall on November the 28th, which is this Friday. The price drops have come up to $101 have been common, but on only select Mac models, which is, I mean, kind of different, you know, because if you want to go ahead and get the top of the line MacBook Pro, it might not be the one that's on sale. You might have to get, if you wanted to get the discount, you might have to, I mean, use an education or business discount to get the discount that they're giving. My question would be, what do you guys think? I mean, what models do you think are going to be priced off? Now, Mac Rumors has the historical pricing guide, which indicates both the MacBook and iMac were discounted up to $101 in the past years. But my question is, if I go to the Apple Store and I'm going to buy a MacBook Pro, and the MacBook Pro is on sale for $101, and then am I able to use my education discount or my business discount and get the... That means I would be getting like $201 off. So, I mean, that would be a great savings if that would be true. So, I don't know. We just have to wait for Black Friday to come. And so, the sales are going to be online and at the retail stores. They said that the best deals were in 2007. However, they came in from the third-party resellers such as MacMon and Amazon. High-end MacBook Pros received discounts as high as $300, 150 instant savings, and 150 mail-in rebate. Wow, that is incredible. $300 off a MacBook Pro. I would buy it right there. A full list of 2,000 sales can be seen at the buyer's guide on Mac Rumors. So, I mean, I personally think that every company should at least take some percentage off all their products online and in the retail stores. Like Best Buy, I'll probably be at Best Buy like I did for the iPhone 3G launch. I'll get there early and I'll be waiting for the store to open and go in there and find what I can get, what deals I can get. Cause I'm looking right now to purchase another monitor or so. And I mean, there's different deals that we can pick up at, on Black Friday. So go to the stores, check them out. I mean, you might find something, really good price. I recommend going. It'll be my first year going to really back Black Friday, really good one. Because I've never really been to a store on Black Friday. Because I'm usually eating the leftover turkeys from Thanksgiving. Apple releases Safari 3.2 with improved security and anti-fizzing. Apple has released the new version of Safari 3.2 for the Mac OS X software update. You can get it there. The latest version of Safari provides improved security and as well as protection on fizzing websites. The update is recommended for all Safari users and features protection from fraudulent phishing websites and better identification of online businesses. The update also indicates the latest security updates. Individual versions can be downloaded for Windows, Tiger, and Leopard. All right. I guess that's it for our news this week. We've got some reviews. Our first review of the week, iCooly Aluminum Stand for iPod Touch / iPhone. Wow, the iCooly, I don't know how to tell you this. It's amazingly awesome. I mean, I have an iMac in my house. It's not personally mine, but I have an iMac, the new one, one of the new ones with the aluminum iMacs. So this aluminum stand is great because I'm looking at a miniature iMac right here. You put your iPhone in here and you can't turn the iMac, but you can turn this to be in landscape or horizontal view, portrait or landscape view. And so it's great. I mean, you put the iPhone in there and then in the back, there's a little push out button to push out your iPhone. Basically it stands in here. You put your dock connector through the back of the hole in the back of the iCooly stand, and then you plug it in and you plug your iPhone in. It works perfectly. There is a headphone speaker extension cable that comes with it. So you plug that into your iPhone in through the little hole on the you got access to every single button except for the sleep wake button. But you got access to the volume buttons, the sleep wake, or actually the sleep wake button you got access to, the speaker connection, headphone connection, and the dock connector you got access to. So this turns, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I personally like this. I usually have my iPhone. I mean, my iPhone's not in my pocket, it's in this. So you can pick that up at iCooly.com. For a price of $47. And the same as well for the iPod Touch First Gen. This works with the iPod Touch First Gen and the iPhone 3G. Not the Edge version. Not the version 1 of iPhone. But version 1 of the iPod Touch. So check it out. Go on over there to iCooly.com and get yours for $47. Another case review. So we've got here the Vroom for iPhone 3G. It kicks into high gear with the new tire tread pattern of the for the iPhone 3G case. It's made from 100% rubber with its sporty foam fit. iPhone 3G case will protect your phone in style. Foam fit into the contour of the iPhone 3G with superb unique tire tread pattern on the back. I mean, it's really amazing. Access to all the buttons. It's an impact resistant rubber. It's full face screen protector included, and it works with the clear armoire from Casemate. You can pick that up at casemate.com for $15 actually, $14.99. Great case. I mean, I have all my cases. I mean, I have maybe one or two rubber cases, and this is one of them. And it comes, I mean, it's, you got access to everything. I like when you have access to every single feature. I mean, because I have it in my pocket. I want to turn up the volume. I got access to that. I can use that. I want to put the sleep wake button when I'm going to school. Put the sleep wake button. I want to plug my headphones in. Got access to that. Sleep wake button. You got access to that. Access to the dock connector. Great. It's not a case that you can, I mean, like some other cases, like the Griffin New Form, which one of my favorite hard cases. It's one of the greatest soft cases, actually. I like the feeling of it because I feel sometimes that I'm going to drop my iPhone. Even though I've dropped it a couple times, I feel like I'm going to drop it sometimes when it's in my hand. And with this case, I mean, you got total control over it. It's not going to slide out of your hands. It's not going to do that. It's, I mean, a great, great soft case. So if you're looking for something that you want just to cover the back and the sides, not the front. The front, you got the screen protector. I'm not a really big fan of screen protectors. Screen protection. I mean, I like protecting the screen, but the screen protectors are not my, some of them you stick on. Like one that came with a Griffin New Form, you don't stick it on. You just slide it in there. And there was a problem I was getting where you were getting the watermarks because it was air was going through. And I mean, there's no way to stop air unless you stick it on. So stick one of them on. That one didn't personally stick on, but. So if you're looking, the one that comes with the Vroom, it sticks on. So, I mean, it's up to you if you want to put that on. But for a great, I mean, low price, soft rubber case, for $14.99, you pick it up at casemate.com. That's Vroom, like a car goes Vroom. So Vroom for iPhone 3G. Now we've got some really comfortable headphones. Ear Pollution Tonics. They are at the website's iFrogs, frog with a Z at the end, .com. They're Tonic stereo headphones, which offer stylish and comfortable fit. That each pair offers a deep, rich bass and smooth sound in the small package. Each pair also features comfort cushion ear cups for extra comfort. And they're available in a variety of different colors. The driver unit is 30 millimeters. We've got the frequency response is 15 hertz to 20 gigahertz. The cord length is 1.2 meters. And the plug is a 3.5 millimeter, like standard. They come in gold, black, pink, and blue. So, they're a great headphones. I mean, I got to tell you, I didn't really like the connection when it connected into my, like, if I would turn it, I would lose a thing. I mean, great headphones just to have. I mean, if you're an older person and have like CD player or a tape player or anything like that. If you have other than an Apple MP3 player, I mean, great. They're great headphones. I'm not gonna lie to you. They're great headphones. They just need to work a little bit on the connection into the plug, the little plug. Because I mean, I would turn it and I would lose. I don't know if it's just on my computer or not. I've only used it with my computer, and that's the only thing I'm not liking about it. But the quality, the style, the way it looks, the way it feels, the way you can hear, it's a great. Great headphones. And you can pick that up from iFrogz with the Z at the end, .com for a price of $19.99, $20. So go head on to iFrogz.com and you will be able to receive that for $20. That's it for episode 25 of the Apple Juice Show. Hit us up on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Feel free to email me, info@applejuiceshow.com. Interested in sponsorships or sponsoring the Apple Juice Show, sales@applejuiceshow.com. Twitter.com/GDrage. Get up to 500 followers. I'm right now at 442. Heading over there and follow me. And when we get to 500 followers, there will be a little surprise for you. It depends on 500 followers. We'll see who you are, and we'll see what you'll be getting. Twitter.com/DJRage again. Have any questions, comments, comment on the show, please. We would like to know your responses, feedback. This has been a great episode of the Apple Juice Show, episode 25. Thank you very much.